The Johnny Logan guard who has been starting the last, oh gosh, what is it, about 15, 20 games? I mean, it's been exciting, hasn't it, Caden, being a freshman and walking right into this situation, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a new experience going from high school to college. It's a whole other game, but I think it took me a couple of it took me that first couple weeks of the season to, you know, just get used to the pace, get used to the game. After that, I think I kind of I'm still getting there, but I'm feeling good. So
yeah, and one of the deals is when and I've seen this so many times, a good or an excellent player in high school goes up a step. And no matter what people tell you, and I know you play with guys during the summer and you play in the rec league and you play all, you know, you're a gym rat. I know you are. And with your dad being a coach and everything. But it's still something you've got to experience for yourself when you get in a college game with the speed and the strength and some of the things that you used to do almost with just instinct or muscle memory. Now you kind of have to adjust that because people are so strong, so fast, so tall, and I think you're doing a pretty good job of it right now.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's definitely different. Even just when we had those jamborees in the fall, I thought that was difficult, and then it's a whole nother step up once the season starts and once you start playing conference. It's getting tougher just playing against big bodies and big dudes all the time. Kind of just adjusting to that. It's been difficult, but I'm working on it. So.
You know, the team played a very, very rough schedule early on, which Tyler likes to do. They did it last year. And at one point they were 2-2 and people were starting to kind of scratch their heads thinking, I don't know if this is really the team we thought we were going to have. Well, you guys, the team now, has you're at 500 now. I think the record I saw was 10-10, and that's been at times a struggle to get there. But the team is improving, and I know from a guard standpoint, because sometimes coaches, use their guards as an extension of them out on the floor. You know, Tyler Smith Peters was a guard at SIU. He was a guard in high school, so he's going to really rely on his guards a lot in college, because you know there's the guys that understand the lingo that he's going to be talking about. But don't you see this team right now getting much, much better? I mean, maybe leaps and bounds better than they were, say, a month ago?
Yeah, for sure. I think after, you know, the first couple of weeks we started off, I think it was we were 2-6, playing Mineral Area, playing them twice, playing Moberly, playing Triton, Indian Hills, just teams like that. And I think that's gotten us playing a loaded schedule at the beginning of the season has really helped us. So when we get into conference, we're competing. We're playing with number 4, Vincennes, at Vincennes, lose by 6. We had it tied with about 3 or 4 minutes left there.
Yep.
We're competing with Olney, who just beat Vincennes last week or 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So I think just having that loaded schedule, it really helped us just keep going. Because it was rough at the beginning.
Yeah,
we were still figuring out how to play with each other.
Yeah.
And once we got past that, once we, you know, figured some things out, and then that schedule got a little bit lighter, still not light because we're in the conference, but, we've definitely done a better job throughout the season so far.
Let's talk about the last time Logan played Wren Lake, because that was Monday, January 15th at Wren Lake College. It was Martin Luther King Day, and Logan won 88-48. And I swear there were times when I was looking out there and watching Logan play that I was thinking, man, this looks like last year. I mean, you guys were bombing the threes. You guys were, you know, the bigs were doing a lot of things. Defense was superb. You held them to 48 points. I mean, that has to be one of your best total games, not only for you, but for everybody for the whole season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's not often where you come by a game and it's just falling in the hole for everybody. I think 1 through 12, I mean, everyone was hitting shots. So it was just one of those nights. It's easier to guard, too, once you're seeing the ball go in the hole, too.
Yeah.
So I think the score says 40, but Ren Lake's a good team. We got to play them again tomorrow. So they're a good team. They shoot it really, really well. The score says 40, but it's definitely a closer game than that just because, you know, we were shooting it really, really well, and they were not shooting it very well, kind of just how the ball fell that day.
Yeah, and that's important, though. If they go in, a lot of other things can be kind of swept under the rug if you're making shots. You want it Kaskaskia, 77-63. You want it Shawnee, 74-61. To me, of the two, of course, the Shawnee win holds a lot of importance to me because we saw Shawnee play in that Logan tournament. They almost knocked off Triton. I mean, they had Triton on the ropes. And going down to Shawnee, I mean, you've played on the road, high school, grade school, you know, college now. So you know what it's – I mean, you got to go on the road, and you've got to really know. Sometimes you might not get calls. Sometimes, you know, things might go sideways on you. But you just got to keep playing hard. But that win at Shawnee really impressed me, and I think it impressed a lot of other people that you went down there and beat Shawnee. I mean, you handled them, 74-61.
Yeah, for sure. That was a great one for us. I think anytime, whatever level it is, NBA, college, high school, it's hard to win on the road. So we had a really good week last week, winning two road games for conference. So, it's difficult playing on the road, and especially winning on the road. So that was a big week for us.
Yeah, now you got two home games. You got Ren Lake tomorrow night at 7, and then you got SWIC Saturday at home. 3 o'clock. Now, I think you already beat them up there in Belleville, didn't you? You beat them once already, so you can sweep them.
Yes.
So you guys are starting to pick up a little momentum here, son.
Yeah, we're getting there. It's been, Coach Smith Peters has been there, so he knew he had a whole group coming in. So it's been a while to get where we want to be, and we're still not even there yet. Who's got to get hot at the right time. So that's what we're working towards.
And it's always fun, I bet. I don't know this because I haven't been one, but it's always fun to be a coach's kid because, you know, your dad's a coach, was a fantastic ball player in college, fantastic ball player in high school, legendary. When people call your dad by a nickname, you know, and they say, hey, Hawk, you know, you got it. You're walking a little higher than everybody else, right? That's like they just say Michael or they just say MJ or something like that. And with Shane Hawkins, they just say, hey, Hawk, you know. So you've been a coach's kid and played for your dad. And now he comes. I saw him the other day, the home game against, I think it was Kaskaskia or maybe Lakeland, that he got there, you know, really late in the game. But he got there to watch the final few minutes. But describe how that is when you're playing for your dad, and then when you move on to the next level, and then, boy, you know, dad can really help you there too, can't he?
Oh, absolutely. I'm really thankful for him. I think, sometimes it was rough. We got along for the most part, but, you know, going to practice and then coming home and, you know, I'm still hearing about practice at home.
Right.
But, no, he's helped me out a ton just because he had to go through the same thing at the college, from the high school level to the college level, and he played in Southern Illinois as well. So he just kind of, you know, gives me tips all the time. Just got to keep going. So,
what's the most points that you ever scored in a high school game? Because I remember seeing you your senior year. I remember a game at Heron when Carterville was playing the Tigers, and you came across the center line, and buddy, you pulled up. And I haven't seen somebody, well, I've seen three people actually shoot that far out in my lifetime. One would be Keel Peebles from Johnson City, which is a name you might not remember. One would be Greg Sterick, which is your athletic director right now.
Yeah.
And the other would be your dad. And I saw you pull up. It had to be just a couple of steps outside of the center jump circle, and you pulled up and just let it go. And now you're going to be wide open because nobody's going to think somebody's going to hit a shot from out there. And you drilled the shot. Talk about, you know, what's the most points you've ever scored in a high school game, first off? That's my first question.
Yeah, so towards the end of the year, I got my 1,000th point, and I had 37 against Vandalia.
37?
We played that game at the junior high because they had wrestling sectionals at the competition gym at the high school. So we got to go back to the junior high, a little throwback game, and ball was going in the hole that night.
37 points, I guess. So So now let me, because in the mind of a shooter, and I've seen and I've watched, well, you and I had a couple of little, you know, wagers out there when you were shooting those threes. Remember, I think you still owe me $100. I owe you $100. I don't know. But anyway, you know, into a guy that shoots long range like that, and it's so very, very important because you've almost got to be like an NFL quarterback. If you throw an interception, you can't stop shooting. You can't stop throwing the passes because you're going to get another shot. You're going to get another pass. You're going to be in that same corner. And that's the one thing that I really admired watching you this year, Caden, is that I know it's not like high school, and I know the defenses are tougher and quicker and faster and taller, but there have been times where, you know, you've shot your first one and made it, and you see that, okay, here we go. Or there's been times where you've had one rattle in and come out, and you get a little disgusted with yourself, but then I've seen you come back, catch that ball in the corner, and rattle one home because you just got, in this game, you know, that we play today, whether it's high school or college, shooters have got to shoot.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and that's kind of my job with this. As a point guard, I got to be able to knock down open shots, and I got to be able, if I'm not shooting it well, then I got to be able to find open guys, whether that's, you know, at the rim, drive and kick for a three, you know, whatever. But, yeah, just being able to make open shots is a big thing, and I feel like we've been doing that as a group, as a collective. We've been making a lot of open shots.
Right.
Recently, and moving the ball really well. I think that's the main thing, is just moving the ball well.
Yeah.
When we come down, we don't take very good shots. We're not very good. But when we, you know, have a really good possession, move the ball, make the defense rotate, and then get a good shot, it usually goes in.
Yeah, and Coach Smith Peters and I have talked about. Well, it was after the Ren Leg game, as a matter of fact, we were talking about spacing, and people say spacing, and your spacing on the floor is important, because if you have guys that are too close to each other, or guys getting in the way, or there's too many guys on the baseline, and yeah, everybody has set plays, you know, but the spacing is so important, because if you have that ball movement, and if you're passing that ball around like you should be, there's going to be somebody open sometime in that sequence.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Just having spacing, making the defense become expanded, not so compact in the lane, even. Being able to get space so where you can drive. If there's no help, then you can go to the rim. If there's help, then you can kick for a three. So, yeah, spacing, that's another thing that we struggled with early that I think we're getting better with, is just our overall spacing.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that. Well, we always like to do this when we have players on, and you're our first player that we've had on this year, so I don't know if that gets you any bonus points or anything else, but here's what we always like to do. We always like to do this. We ask questions like, okay, who is the best, and this sometimes this gets you in a little trouble, but I don't think anybody's listening to that, but who is the best, and you can say yourself, who is the best long-range shooter on this year's Volunteer basketball team? Who's the best long-range, if you throw the ball, you say, oh, that's going in, you know, who would it be? Would it be you? Would it be Walker? Would it be, who would it be?
I'm gonna take Alfred.
He can shoot that thing from
out there.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, he does have a big range. All right, who is the most fiercest rebounder on the team? The guy that will really go get it?
Give me Jordan any day of the week.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, when he goes to the rim, it's when he goes to get a rebound, he's getting it.
Wow. Okay.
On the offensive board, he's going to get it and put it back for a dunk. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he did that recently. I was thinking maybe James, you know, to, 'cause Isaac's got such a way to flip that ball over his shoulder and make it kiss off the back. I don't know how you can do that. Is he a good pool player? I mean, it's like he can always give it a little English and bounce it off. All right, how about this? This might be the easiest one. The best dunker on the team. Who has not the most ferocious, I guess, but I think I know who you're going to say, but who's the best guy at just slamming her home?
That one's got to be Jordan as well.
Really? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, I thought you might pick Elliot because there's been a couple of times you've laid one up there for him and he's taking it and just running in there.
Yeah.
He's really, and let's talk about him for a minute, Elliot Lowndes from Cobden. He, the last, let me say the month and a half, 2 months, he has really started coming on, hasn't he? I mean, he's just night and day from when the season started.
Exactly. That's been big for us. You know, when Cam was out for the first couple weeks of January, Elliot took a huge step up for us.
Yeah.
That was big time for us. And that's kind of what really got us rolling is, you know, Elliot stepping up and being able to score and block shots. So I don't know how many block shots he's averaging right now, but it's got to be up there.
Yeah, it's close to three a game. I think the last time I checked, it was like 2.7 a game. And he's one of those guys that he's not the most meaty guy. He's not the biggest most physical guy there, but he can shoot free throws well. He can hit a three if you need him to. He's a pretty good passer. He's almost like what you see on some of those European players, you know?
Yes, yeah. He's been real big for us. Just being able to do everything offensively and defensively has been huge for us.
All right, Caden, thanks for being with us, and looking forward to seeing you play tomorrow night. Wren Lake, you're not going to do any Joe Namath predicting about another 40-point win, because Wren Lake's going to be, you know, they're going to come out with a chip on their shoulder tomorrow night. It's going to be rough, I would think, the very first few minutes of that game.
Yes, sir, absolutely. They're going to come out swinging. We just got to respond and, you know, stick to our principles and play how we play.
Well, it's been fun watching you, and we'll see you tomorrow night. We'll call the game tomorrow night on 103.5 ESPN. Caden Hawkins, starting point guard for the Volunteers. Caden, thanks. I know you're probably getting ready to watch Carterville and West Frankfort, aren't you, over at Carterville Gym?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm about to head over that way. So.
All right, buddy. All right, well, enjoy the night tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Awesome. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Caden.